Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel here. So I'm commenting on the gladsome tidings that the quondam president of the United States, Donald John Trump, has had charges laid against him at a federal level. Remember, he's already facing charges in the state of New York for fraud. Is it 24 different charges? And how many federal charges? There may be charges in Florida. It's possible charges in Georgia are coming. Wow, and on and on and on. So a lot of this dates back to, well, the federal charges in particular to do with the November 2021 election, 2020 election, and the January the 6th riot, pointing out how President Trump lied and lied and lied in public, claiming to what he won when he knew that was not true. What he said was not a mistake, was not a misunderstanding. It was a falsehood. This was willful mendacity on an enormous scale. So trying to defraud the people of the United States of the right to choose their president, trying to twist the arms of various federal and state officials not to certify the election, to bogusly claim that Donald Trump had won, to invent non-existent votes, to invalidate valid votes, and so forth. And remember that 6th of January riot, which came immediately after what he said, and one Republican politician staggeringly said it was an ordinary tourist visit, as though five people get killed on an ordinary tourist visit. The level of dishonesty is just off the scale. It is astounding, just jaw-dropping. And that's from a party made of people who are holier than thou, who are oh so moral, often waving their Bibles at you. So Trump might finally have stretched his impunity beyond breaking point. And it is staggering coming from a party which takes an extremely punitive attitude to misdemeanors. The notorious Texas Stapler case. So one of the luminaries of the Republican Party is Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, and who was Attorney General of Texas quite a few years ago. A man stole a stapler worth a few dollars and was sentenced to 14 years in prison. It was appealed, I think, all the way to the Supreme Court, that the maximum sentence for purloining an item of such a low value was 2 years. But Ted Cruz argued, no, he must serve 14 years. An act of the most outrageous injustice. And the thing probably cost less than $14. And yet, when you're a multi-million dollar fraudster like Trump, who's lied to the public multiple times and very consequentially lied, they think that's A-okay, that that's no crime, you can get away with that. Wow. It really blows my mind. The hypocrisy. It's noisome. The whole Trump University thing, and I know he's not being charged with that, which wasn't university at all. And I know a knuckle-dragging Trumpster said to me a few years ago, oh, yes, but that's like saying that these Air Jordan shoes, that's fraud by Michael Jordan. Well, no, it's not. An Air Jordan shoe is a shoe, right? A degree from Trump University is not a degree, or any qualification is not a qualification. It's got no right to call itself a university. He appeared in the promotional videos, Trump Gold Elite. So the whole thing was a con. Anyway, so over 1,000 people took part in this January the 6th riot. 350 people were charged with various crimes arising from it, directly inspired by President Trump, who didn't call it off, despite people pleading with him to do so. So Trump has not been disbarred from seeking the presidency next time. So he's lied and lied and lied and lied to this day about losing the election. And, you know, Mike Pence, I think history owes a debt of gratitude to Mike Pence, a truly loathsome individual, if ever there was one. But I have to hand it to him. On this, he showed some basic decency, or there might have been some less than altruistic motives for that. His ulterior actuation may be he wants to be president himself next time, and he's cognizant that the Republican Party's long-term future is contingent upon acceptance of the 2020 result. And he said, no, I'm not going to try and refuse to certify this election. We have to face facts. We have to man up and recognize that Joe Biden and the Democrats, they won fair and square, and that is it. And that's the only way that's the only way to the future, is to acknowledge the plain truth and not to persist in this preposterous and flagrant lie. There's a mountain of utterly irrefragable evidence that Joe Biden did win the election, and there's no use coming up with completely special stories about some voting machine designed by Fidel Castro, who died several years earlier, turning Trump votes into Biden votes or all this furphy. And Trump's lost dozens and dozens of lawsuits on this one. I think he won a solitary lawsuit, in many cases adjudicated by judges appointed by Donald Trump himself, in some cases other Republican judges. So, you know, judges have got to be appointed by somebody. And the United States, they're appointed by the president. And I think, obviously, you have to be have a senatorial confirmation at Supreme Court level, which is not to say that a Republican-appointed judge can't be fair or a Democrat-appointed judge can't be fair. But Trump's approach is always hyper-partisanship. You know, you're either with him or against him. You're either at this sort of canine allegiance to Trump show utter obeisance to him, or else that must be a prejudice against him, which is really jaw-dropping coming from an outrageous bigot like him. Anyway, so this election denialism didn't go down well in the 2020 midterm elections. The Republican Party didn't do very well in that. Maybe they didn't have a disastrous result. We mustn't exaggerate that either. Partly because one thing is obviously Roe versus Wade, that being able to hit the Supreme Court is actually played into the hands of the Democrats. So even if Trump is found guilty, there's nothing to forbid him for seeking election to the presidency. So now he's used donations for his personal legal defense, and it's unclear whether that's illegal or not. All these political action committees were set up, and there's the Save America group, but that's already spent over $40 million on legal fees for the president and some of his acolytes, but money may be running low. The guy who boasted as having was at $10 million. But this doesn't seem to have hurt Trump amongst the Republican voters. The base has doubled down. I don't think it could have got any more loyal than it already was. It might have made a marginal difference. But it's really hurt him amongst independents. Because remember, he got 47% of the vote last time. But, you know, who's the core, Republican? 35% of people are absolutely rock-solid Republicans. Maybe 30% of people are rock-solid Democrats. A lot of independents in between. So remember, to win the next time, Trump needs not just the 47% he got last time, he needs a few more, because Biden got 51%. Now, the Democrats have got the demographics going their way, but they can't afford to be complacent. That's part of the reason they lost in 2016. Another thing is they'll have incumbency. They'll have a growing economy. Inflation is bad. It probably won't be quite so bad next time. So the Democrats would start with several small advantages. So if I didn't even know who the candidates were, no idea, it's not going to be Trump, it's not going to be Biden, it's going to be somebody, no idea, never heard this person is, my money would be on the Democrats winning, but not by much, you know, by 3 or 4 points. It doesn't mean that the Democrats are guaranteed to win. A feeble campaign by them, an excellent campaign by the Republicans, an outstanding Republican candidate, a dreadful Democratic candidate, and the Republicans could still win. And this election should be for the taking of the Republicans, because Biden's approval rating is dreadful. I don't think any president has been this unpopular at this stage of the electoral cycle and gone on to win re-election. He's almost as unpopular as Trump was at the same stage in the electoral cycle last time. Other things, he's the oldest ever president, and as I say, inflation is a significant headache. So it shouldn't be difficult for the Republicans to bring him down, but they haven't coalesced around an alternative candidate. Ron DeSantis is way behind, and his campaigns proved lackluster, to say the least. He's really inept. He's got no idea how to handle the media. Anyway, I think Trump will go down. I mean, I can't think of anyone who's ever faced so many charges and not been found guilty of at least one of them. And all these charges face a prison, to carry a prison sentence of at least several years, given that he's pleaded not guilty to all of them. He could have plead bargained, had a lot of them dropped, had a relatively short sentence, and then that would have been it. Gone to prison for 2 or 3 years or something, paid a massive fine, been disbarred for the election. I'm not sure if that's a sanction that they can impose. But no, he's gone for broke as usual. But even if found guilty, he could appeal. And then if he loses the appeal, he could appeal again. I don't know how many appeals he'll have in the United States. Important thing is to point out some of these are federal charges and some of them are state charges. And he can become president, pardon himself. He can pardon himself from federal charges, theoretically. No president's ever done it. No president's ever been convicted of anything whilst in office or subsequently. But he can't pardon himself or anybody else from state charges. And he's facing state charges in New York and might well soon face them in Georgia as well. And some of this it relates to, obviously, obstruction of justice, attempting to frustrate the Federal Bureau of Investigation's investigation into him. So he was trying to pervert the course of that investigation because it was determining that actually he had secreted highly confidential documents in his residence in Mar-a-Lago illegally and so forth. So there are other things to do with interfering in the election in Georgia, trying to falsify the results there. He's a falsifier of just about everything about himself. Donald Trump is, or should I call him John Barron? That was the alias he went by in all these non-disclosure agreements. But these false statements he gave, people say it was difficult to see how he's found guilty because there's a First Amendment freedom of speech. But and lying, generally speaking, is not a crime. Now, if you lie in a sworn statement, that's perjury. But these aren't perjurious statements in as much as he didn't swear to be telling the truth. It's not a court of law. It's not a tax return. It's almost inconceivable he won't be found guilty of at least one of these things. Even though the bar is high, you have to have a unanimous jury. All 12 jurors vote guilty. If even one of them has significant doubt, but it's not guilty, that's it. He walks free. And the prosecution's got one shot at this. But you said there's a presumption of innocence. Okay. So you have to presume he's not guilty. It's a bit like presuming that he's not a man, presuming that he's not white. There are presumptions and there are presumptions. There are some things which are just so blatantly, overwhelmingly obvious, and even an absolute imbecile could tell you that, because there's just a mountain of really evidence that's just beyond argument. But despite the indisputability of the evidence, which is probative, of course, there are plenty diagonal Trumpers who will argue that the black is white, the night is day, the up is down, and who are just drunk the Kool-Aid, are completely emotionally committed. They invest their identity in that, and they're Trump till they die. And that's not really a long-term future for the Republican Party. But the fascinating question for me is who's he pick as his running mate? Not Mike Pence, there's a little bad blood between them. Ray Trump just wants to lynch him. Lovely people they are, these neo-Klansmen. And possibly Vivek Ramaswamy. He's young, he's a visible ethnic minority. Like Trump, he's never had any electoral office, but he would maybe deflect some of the accusations of racialism, and he would balance age with youth. What else? I think not Chris Christie, because he's sane and quiet and intelligent, actually one of the most unthreatening Republicans, but he's from the same part of the country. New Jersey as opposed to New York. He's not young, I mean, he's not terribly old either. He's morbidly obese, just like Trump. Might provide a little bit of ballast, but that doesn't really fire up the base. No, anyway, possibly Nikki Haley, as in a visible ethnic minority person, a woman, and a former governor of, was it South Carolina? Well, forgive me if I get it wrong. She's a Christian now, I think. She's brought up as a Sikh family. Okay, but again, it could be used as a shield against accusations of racialism, and relatively young, okay? The more acceptable face of Trumpism, that she was never particularly on board with the MAGA agenda, but he appointed her ambassador to the United Nations. Did she serve because she wanted to serve the United States, not Trump himself? Because Trump doesn't distinguish in public and private. There are people there to serve the United States, not him as an individual. There's the office of the presidency, and he's the person who happens to occupy that office. And of course, he can't distinguish between them. And you know he's cognitively subnormal, but it's also because he wants to simply use this to exploit to the max, to gain personal advantage. And he's super ambitious for himself, has obviously got no ambitions for the betterment of the United States or its people. So there are some of going to be trial dates that he can't miss next year. He wants to put it back beyond the election. But it's very likely the first trial, the Stormy Daniel trial, will have ended by this time next year. Remember, we're just over a year away from when the Republican convention will meet and the delegates from all the states. It was higher than I thought it was. I give it about an 80% chance. I thought Trump might be faltering. I thought maybe Ron DeSantis would prove more capable and effective than he has, but that's not going to happen. There's really no other candidate is on the radar screen. Possibly Tim Scott as the vice presidential candidate. So I think he'll pick an ethnic minority person, one of those, Tim Scott or Nikki Haley or indeed Vivek Ramaswamy. I think Nikki Haley is probably the most likely candidate. I mean, her sex is obviously playing to her advantage. But I think the Republicans are going to lose, partly because Trump will be convicted of at least a few of these things. And he can't campaign on days he's in court, and he can't campaign from prison. And how can the Republican Party, can they then dump him when he's in jail? I think that they're so ideologically blinkered. They're so willfully insane. I think they won't dump him. I don't know what the procedure would be to change your presidential candidate mid-election. Right, thank you so much for watching the channel, and please make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. Goodbye, everyone. Toodle-pip.